Good morning. Wow, you're alert too. That's awesome. Would you join me this morning in prayer? Gracious and most holy God, we are truly grateful for your love and your mercy and your grace. We're thankful, Lord, that you have blessed us so abundantly in so many ways. I pray, Lord, that you would open our hearts and our minds for what you have for us today, that we would set aside our pot roasts, our difficulties, our arguments, all of that, Lord, that usually takes place on the way. And help us, Lord, to be focused on you and what you have for us. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I would remind you, and I see we have a lot of guests here this morning. Welcome. My name is Pastor Kenny. Those around you, you will get to know. They're a friendly bunch. We were just discussing how I came here and how they have accepted me and all of that just a few minutes ago. So we are truly blessed here. In front of you in the chairs are these little white cards. You can fill those out with prayer requests. They will be taken and gathered up by some of our volunteers here in a little bit, and then they will be put online on our private page on Facebook, but they will also be laid up here after that's taken care of on the kneelers, so you can come up and get them and take one home and pray over it throughout the week. And there's been a change for all of us who are used to these. There's now a date. If the date's not on yours, it will soon be. We're getting the new ones out, according to Brock here shortly. That's so we can have an idea how old they are and get back to you on, is this still need prayer? Okay? So keep that in mind. Did I forget anything?
Probably.
Yeah, probably. You all find out if you're new with us here today or our guest today. Brock is here to keep me in line.
It takes a village.
And I am well loved.
Indeed.
All right. Praise team, before it gets any worse.
Okay, and Pastor didn't come here just a few minutes ago.
Did I say that?
Well, we talked a few minutes ago. He came a few years ago. All right. If you want to stand and worship together with us, we're going to sing about grace.
I've seen shame, the kind that comes from mistakes, the kind that won't go away. When I turn around, they were right there to remind me. I've seen regret, the kind that messes with your head, the failures and the can't forgets. But standing here now, I'm thanking God it's behind me. Cause I've seen nail-scarred hands reach out and wipe it all away. Now I see grace, hallelujah, I stand amazed. I'm staring at an empty grave and the stone that you rolled away. When I was a prodigal, you saw son. When I left the 99, you saw the one. Just like that, all my past has been erased. When I look back, I see grace. I still hurt, fall short of what you say I'm worth. And that devil says I don't deserve what you did on the cross. And he's right, cause I don't, but you did it anyway. Now I see grace. Hallelujah, I stand amazed. I'm staring at an empty grave and the stone that you rolled away. When I was a prodigal, you saw a son. When I left the 99, you saw the one. And just like that, all my past had been erased. When I look back, I see see grace. Hallelujah, I stand amazed. I'm staring at an empty grave. And the stone that you rolled away. When I was a prodigal, you saw a son. When I left the 99, you saw the one. And just like that, all my past had been erased. When I look back, I see grace, grace.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
All right, I expect you to be nicer to me than we were to him.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. Because I've been here longer. Just saying. All right, so let's talk about what's coming up. I'm following you. And what's not's coming. Yeah, we got that too. Today we will not have our afternoon class. I don't have enough faith to be an atheist. John is not feeling well, so keep him in your prayers.
Bronchitis.
He's got bronchitis. That's never fun. All right, we have picnics coming up in July. Those are the dates. The next one coming up is at Ralph and Glenda's house. I have this wonderful thing to read. It's Saturday, July 5th, 1 to 4 p.m., and their address is in the directory, which you can find in your church app. Sorry, I like the church app. 11500 Bone Road. They are going to supply the meat and the water. They have an amazing in-the-ground pool, so bring your swimsuits and your towels. Bring chairs if you would like to bring your chair. Yeah, if you would like a seat. Or, you know, you can sit on the ground. Yeah, there's the ground. Also bring some drinks if you want something besides water, and bring a dish to pass, please. So Saturday, July 5th, 1 to 4. We are doing the 4th of July parade. We need candy. We have $110 in donations already, but we are looking for $200. Based on last year, we spent around that. So we still need $90 of donations. If you're able, that would be great. You can put it in the offering plate. That doesn't work. Sorry, distraction. You can put it in the offering plate or give it to Lorene or myself. I'm struggling. I'm sorry. Yes, if you put it in the offering plate, notate it as donations for candy, please. All right, I fixed it. We also have a sign-up. Yes, my lovely assistant's going to come up here. I can see him. Yes. So I don't know if you know, but the 4th of July is Friday. So we need to know if you would like to ride the float. So it says last name and number of people riding. We will meet at the high school around 8 a.m. We plan to decorate the float at the high school that morning because we have lots of time to do it while we wait.
Is that all you want from your lovely assistant?
No, I have one more lovely. We also have the sign up for the snack sheet. And I am not following Brock. So if you have not and would like to provide snacks on a Sunday, there are open dates. But first priority, if you want to ride, please sign up to ride on the float. All right, Brock.
Miss Bonnie, are we supposed to wear our church shirts?
That would be awesome and amazing. What'd you say? If you have them, yes, or if you just want to dress in red, white, and blue or whatever's cool, because it's going to be a hot day. Tuesday nights, we have our prayer night here at the church, 6 p.m. Join us if you're able. If you're not able to be physically in this church, you can always join us wherever you're at, lifting up the needs of the church, the growth that we look to have God enable us to do. Sunday mornings, we are doing A Crucified Life by A.W. Tozer. I don't know of an end date yet, so there's... neither does Pastor, and he's leading it. So 8:45 in the morning, All are welcome. If you have not read the stuff, you can still join in the, it's really lots good fellowship and discussion.
And we are halfway through chapter 12, and I think there's 19 chapters.
Okay, so they're halfway through chapter 12, and there's like 19 chapters. So there's a ways to go yet, so join us. Care team meetings. Our care team seeks to take care of the needs of the body. We meet every second Thursday of the month, 6:30 here at the church. The next one is July 10th. Anyone wanting to join us, if you just want to come and see what it is, please do. Just drop in. We do prayer. We try and figure out what needs there are and how we as a body can help, if we can help. It's fun. I don't know. Our next Day of Hope Fresh Food Initiative is July 21st, 2 p.m. here at the church. Truck, you know, gets here when it wants to, so we ask that if you're going to serve that day, be here by 1:45. Usually that's a good time to get the truck unloaded and things laid out and get a plan for who's going to help where. We are celebrating 35 years. This church has been here for 35 years. Yeah. So Sunday, August 17th, we will have our church service here at 10 a.m., and then we will move to the, what's that thing, pavilion, Grass Lake Pavilion. It's right there.
By the car wash.
By the car wash for some food and some fun. We're going to have some games for the kids to keep them busy. There will be a sign up for the food. And there you can let Aunt Jan know if you would like to RSVP. And I have been receiving pictures, some really, really good pictures of our little ones. And I have a few that I'll put out there. But I am looking to do a slideshow. So if you have pictures, please get them to me. You can email them to me. You can give them to me hard copy, and I can scan them and put them into the slideshow and get them back to you. I will not put sticky stuff all over them. I won't ruin them in any way. But I need pictures. Anything else, Trace? Okay. All right. Torture time. If you have not, if you would please text the word check to 517-522-4062. You can check yourselves into the attendance group, your children into their classrooms. And if you are a guest here, you are welcome to text and check in. That helps us know if it works for our guests. So if you're willing, we would appreciate that. And if it doesn't, if you could let me know. and then at the after class, parents, you need to come get your kids out of class, please, with the secret code. There's a secret code that gets texted to the parents. So. Anything else, Broccoloni? All right. I'm looking at my list. I think I got it. All right. If you would please... Oh, wait, I need helpers. Do I have any? Oh, I see one. I see two. All right. Three. Come on up, babe. Our kids love to serve. They are so willing to help whenever they're asked. All right, if you would please pass your prayer cards to the center, our lovely assistants will pick them up. I should have said lovelier assistants, but I didn't. I did. All right. If she missed you or they missed you, just holler out. They'll come back.
I only have two. Is that right? Any others out there? Yes. Okay.
It's been laid on my heart for a week now. I just want to thank all of you.
Okay. I hate this part. But for a week now, I've just been thinking of this church and of this body and how grateful and how blessed I feel. If I miss any of you, I am sorry. But please, thank you for giving your time, your talent, Martha, Roseanne, Brock, everybody who's been coming here and who has been cleaning up our church, been painting, been making improvements. I appreciate all of you, and please, please take time to thank those. And if you have time, if you have a talent, please ask and see one of the deacons or somebody on how you best can help continuing to improve God's house. But thank you.
Yes. Yes, thank you. And I'll just add to that, or if you want to be on the worship team, because we always have room for more, or the children's ministry. Okay, before we go to prayer, I'm going to read this quote from E.M. Bounds. Prayer ought to enter into the spiritual habits, but it ceases to be prayer when it is carried on only by habit. Desire gives fervor to prayer. The soul cannot be listless when some great desire fixes and inflames it. Strong desires make strong prayers. So I don't think that we should be shy or running away from strong feelings inside. They are supposed to drive us to the throne of grace. So let's go to God in prayer. Father, we welcome you here. We are so grateful to be alive and meeting together in a house of worship, in freedom and in safety. I thank you for keeping the church body safe last Sunday out near Detroit. That could have turned into an awful situation, but was resolved before the shooter could enter into their congregation. Father, I praise you for the new faces that are here today. I ask that you would bless them and fill up their cup, Lord, and meet their needs for them. We ask that they would leave here just feeling refreshed. We thank you for new friends. Father, I want to lift up to you Lauren is thanking and praising God for her friend Pam is out of the hospital, and her grandson is back with her, and she thanks the church for the prayers. Thank you so much, Lord, for your plans for that family, your plans to bless them and prosper them and not to harm them, to give them hope and a future. You want that for all of us. We praise you for the abundant life. We praise you for church family that comes around and meets each other's needs, for all those who give their energy and their time to function together as a body. So I do praise you along with Tammy for everyone who has contributed to keeping the church looking nice and taking care of things when they are broken down or need refreshing. I ask that you would bless them, Lord, and we also ask, as your word says, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. So we are asking for more involvement, more volunteers for the children's program, for the worship team, and for maybe for the care team and for snacks. We just thank you how you work among our midst, and we thank you for always providing for us. Father, I want to lift up to you our friend, our brother, Joe Sharkey. We will not be silent. We just cry out for him. We intercede for him that you would provide in every way. You would meet every need, Lord. We pray for friendship, for fellowship, maybe a Bible study, a group that can come around and lift each other up and encourage each other in their circumstances. We thank you that you do not give up on us, that you, the Son of Man, came to seek and to save all that were lost. You're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to know you. So we just praise you for who you are. We praise you that we get to know your heart. We get to know your will as we learn to walk closer and closer with you. Father, I pray for Pastor's message this morning, that we would have open, soft hearts to receive what you want to say to us. And we know that it starts right here in our own hearts. I also want to praise you, Lord, for this country, and we are getting ready to celebrate a birthday, an anniversary of this amazing free country. Lord, I thank you for the men who fought and died to secure our freedoms. I thank you for the founding fathers who had such vision that this place could be a sanctuary and a beacon to the rest of the world. And Lord, even though we have come into a day and age that we look around us and there's so much great wickedness and evil, I believe that you poured out your wrath on Jesus and that you are extending your hand of grace at this moment in history. And so I am crying out for a return to righteousness and justice in this land. You said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, that is to us believers, that we would humble ourselves and pray and seek your face, then you will hear and then you will heal their land. So that is what we are asking for, Lord. And I thank you for the celebration that's coming later this week. I give you praise for getting to live in such an incredible place. We give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, if you would stand, we'll do some more singing and praise and celebration together.
Joy, you're the reason that I sing. You are life. Smiling faces and some that I never met before, so hopefully I get to do that before I leave today. Oh, we're going to take a minute and talk about stewardship, maybe a little bit more than a minute, who knows. So the definition I like to use for stewardship is, wrong side, careful, responsible management of something entrusted to one's care. in a way that accomplishes the objectives of the owner. So I came across Timothy chapter 6, 1 Timothy chapter 6, starting in verse 17. I just want to read that. It says here, "As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty or nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, and to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasures for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life." Now, when we think about stewardship, we think about ownership and responsibilities. And it says in here, if we look in verse 17 towards the end of that, it says, "God, who richly provides us with everything." First of all, everything we have comes from God. And then it says, continues on, "with everything to enjoy." So God gives us this, whatever we have to enjoy. What things do you enjoy? Think about your prayer life and Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for? The first things that come to my mind are family, my church. So that's some relationships. So our family and church are really close relationships for us. Our job, dollars, our income, physical provisions, our health, maybe some talents or skills we've acquired along the way. Adversity. Are you ever thankful for some adversity? Maybe opportunities. So what do we do with these things? This says we're to enjoy them. But it also says, if we go on in verse 18, we are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share. And when we think of share in the Christian community, my mind immediately goes to the gospel. And that goes back to the opportunities. We might have opportunities to share the gospel, to share Christ with others. You might also have opportunities to support a mission. We just talked a little earlier about how there's needs within the church for skills and talents. There's needs your neighbors for skills and talents. So these things that we're given to enjoy, we enjoy them, but we enjoy them in a way that glorifies Christ. And that's our thought for stewardship today. And with that, I want to invite my ushers to come up. And while they're coming up, I want to remind or let everybody know that we do have children's programs following the offering here. So preschool, through kindergarten, I think it is, we'll go in back, and then up through sixth grade, we'll come up front. There's a room behind this wall here, and then the teenagers and older, there's also space in the foyer back there that my lovely wife will be leading for teenagers. So those are some opportunities for the younger folks if you're so inclined. And with that, join me in prayer. Father God, we do thank you that you bless us and you give us everything. You give us everything we need. Your book tells us that. And, in this country, especially, we're given in an abundance. And so we come to you and we give back just a little bit of what you've blessed us with. We know that this will be used to further your kingdom, to impact other lives for you, so that your name will be known, so that you'll be glorified, and we're just excited to be part of that. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
All right.
It was not too many.
Where is Brody and Sawyer and?
Okay.
Okay.
Here you go.
I will need them. Thank you.
Slapping on it.
All right, while we're waiting for them, we're going to talk a little bit about plans today. Has anybody been to a graduation party yet this year?
Yeah.
Graduation. It's like when teenagers are done with high school. Anybody out there been to a graduation party this year?
Yep.
So one of the things that they talk about, here they come, at graduation parties is, what are you going to do when you grow up? Does anybody have an idea of what they want to do when they grow up? Natalie, what do you want to be? How about you? A what?
A hairstylist.
Ooh, a hairstylist. That would be awesome. We need more of those. How about you, Braxton?
Baseball player.
Braxton wants to be a baseball player. Brody, what do you want to be when you grow up? If you think of it later, let me know, okay? All right. So Sawyer and Brody, we're going to do our Bible verse from this month. Remember what it is?
Yeah.
You can do it with me. Stand up so you can do it with me. Ready? Jeremiah 29:11. Over here. I know the plans
I have for you,
says the Lord. They are plans for good.
So good.
So good. Good job. Good job. All right. All right. So.
Wait, what about my class?
Oh, your class has a verse for that too. Let's hear it. Let's do it. Awesome. Let's do it.
As you deal with one another,
you should
think, and act as Jesus did.
Jesus did.
Philippians 2:5.
Nice work, everybody. All right. So we're learning about plans and doing as Jesus did, and I was thinking about my graduation when I was really younger. And I was stressed out and freaked out, and I was actually crying like this. Because I didn't know what to do. People were saying, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And I thought, well, my dad and my high school counselor says I should be an engineer, but I really want to be an animal doctor. But I was a new Christian, and I thought, well, maybe God wants me to be a missionary. So I was just freaked out for a long, long time. I kind of still am. But what I did learn now that I'm 60 years old, what I've learned since then is it doesn't matter. This is really important, guys. It's going to save you some being freaked out later. It doesn't matter a lot to God what you actually do during the day for your job. So Victoria works at Target. Roseanne used to be a nurse in a hospital. Mr. Vern spent last week a lot of time in the attic, but he spends time in people's houses fixing things. Jamie teaches kids all day. Tammy teaches a lot of little kids all day. And they can do what God wants them to do no matter where they are, and so can you guys. So, Braxton, when you're a professional baseball player, can you do God's plans while you're in there? Now you know, what are you going to be?
A football player.
Brody, you're going to be an NFL football player, and you're going to take God out on in that field. Yeah.
A food shop owner?
A food shop owner. You can definitely do God's plans there. So when you say to yourself, well, how do I know what God wants me to do? This is what he did. Here, Braxton. He said, hey, guys, you need to do this. Whoa. There's a lot of rules in there. Did you know that? Have you tried to read this? It's pretty heavy. But God, Jesus, summed it up, and he said, here's what I really want you to do, no matter if you work in an office or a hospital or a house or in an attic, here's what I want you to do. I want you to hold one hand out. I want you to love God. And the other hand, say, and love people. So what does God want you to do? He wants you to love God, love other people. So when you graduate and people say, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to say, I'm going to love God and love people. And today he wants you to go to class. So let's pray. Ready? Jesus, thank you so much that you care about all of our details and you care about what we do and you care about our heart. And we ask that you would bless every one of these kids to love God so that they can love God and love other people in all of the places that they go and all the things that they will do. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Why don't you stand with us and we'll sing verses 1, 2, and 4 together.
There's a theme that is sweet to my memory. There's a joy that I cannot express. There's a treasure that gladdens my being. 'Tis the kingdom of God's righteousness. 'Tis a kingdom of peace. It is reigning within. It shall ever increase my soul. We possess it right here when He saves from all sin, and 'twill last while the ages shall roar. There's a scene of its grandness before me, of its greatness there can be no end. It is joy, it is peace, it is glory. In my heart how these riches do blend. 'Tis a kingdom of peace, it is reigning within. It shall ever increase my soul. We possess it right here when He saves from all sin, and 'twill last while the ages shall roll. What a pleasure in life it is bringing. What a
If you'd have been here Tuesday night, I sang that chorus. Their ears are still bleeding. The kingdom is at hand. It's right here. And He wants you to be part of it. And all it takes is repentance and turning to God for His forgiveness and His love and His mercy, for they await you. I would invite you all of our guests. We have snacks most every Sunday after church, and there's plenty to go around. So please stay and get to visit with the rest of the church here. Get to know them, and you'll get to know us. Please stay for that. Would you join me in prayer? Almighty God, we thank You for Your love and mercy toward us. We thank You, Lord, for Your church. We thank You, Lord, for the time of fellowship we're about to partake in and the food, Lord. We just praise You for all of it. We ask, Lord, that You continue to open our eyes, spiritual eyes and ears, Lord, to the reality of the kingdom. And help us, Lord, to develop that kingdom too that is needed. In Jesus' name, amen.